Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God. Let us open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms and chapter 23. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you give us. Thank you for your word. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come to God, tell him, thank you, Lord, for everything you give me. Thank you for your help, your support, the salvation. Thank you for you taking away my sin. Thank you for eternal life. Let's give thanks to God, the good things that we have received the previous week, the previous days. Yeah, tell him, thank you, God, from all your heart. The more thanksgiving, the more blessing multiply. Lord, open our eyes to see your goodness in our lives. Thank you, Lord, you have been good to us, to your church and to your people who trusted in you. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the family that you put us in your family, your church. Thank you for all the privileges, the good health, the sleep, the rest, the food, the meals, the healing, the answer of prayers, the comfort. We give you thanks and we adore you for all your goodness and all your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Let's now come to God. Let us confess our sin, our wrongdoing, the thing that we have done wrong, the previous days, the worldliness, the doing our own will. Let's confess. Things that we know it is wrong and we did it, and things we know it is right and we are reluctant to do, let us confess. Let us be willing to change our lives. Come to God. God has a good plan for you as you yield yourself to God. As you give your life to Him, the blessing of God will flow more than what you expect. Lord, I pray, convict us with the Holy Spirit. Convict your church, your people. Oh God, lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us. Lead us, Holy Spirit, with your grace and your mercy. Lord, help us and guide us. Strengthen us to go on and save you. Confess your sin. He is faithful and just. He will forgive and he will purify from all unrighteousness. Forgive, oh God, forgive, forgive. Forgive Jesus, the shortcomings, the lies, the anger, the things unpleasant to you, the mistakes, the wrong decisions, forgive and purify. Forgive the stubbornness, the delay in obedience, the laziness, forgive. Forgive, O God, all those who went away, and give them another chance to repent and come back to your house, to the family of God, to the ministry, to the service. Lord, make a way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Redeemer, for everything. Yes, O God. Let's now ask Him your needs. What's your need? Don't look to the right or left. No one can help but He. Lord, my need is with you, O God. I knock your door boldly, with boldness, O God. O God, I thank and I praise you. Present to Him your needs, and my Lord shall supply all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus our Lord. Supply our needs, O God. Help us, Lord, to go on and serve you wholeheartedly. Help us, help us, help us. Provide our needs, provide our needs. Healing, job, finances, problem, wisdom. He will provide. Ask. pray. Commit your life to Him. Seek and you will find. Knock, the door shall be open. Ask and you will receive. Do not be anxious about nothing, but in a prayer, petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace that surpasses all understanding shall guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible to those who believe. Yes, O God. Jesus, help us and guide us. Pray for your family. Pray for your children, your parents, your husband, your wife. Pray. Pray, Lord, bless each and every family. Yes, O God. I pray that everyone will be diligent to obey your word and your will, every husband to be the head, and the wife to be helper, and both with direct children in the way of yours. O God, I pray for children to be submissive to their parents. Pray for each family to shine, that through the families that we can reach others, that, Lord, that you will reach others. People will see your goodness through the families, O God. They will see your holiness. They will see your love. O God, I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let's commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit. More love, joy, peace, self-control, patience, perseverance, long-suffering. Commit your life. Commit your ways unto Him. Lord, help us, help us, help us. Guide us, strengthen us. Bless the families. Jesus, bless our job. Let's pray for your boss. Pray for your job. Pray for your salary, your income. Provide, O God. Be faithful to God. Tell Him, Lord, I will bring to you my tithe and offering and first fruit. As I receive from you, I will obey, O God. Thank you, Lord. Help us and guide us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Provide our needs, O God. And we commit ourselves to preach your word in the places that we are working. We to set good example. To be your mouth there, O God. To work correctly, O God. We pray for our bosses, the places, the working. The workers there, give them salvation, O God. Let them be blessed, O God. I pray for all the places that our brothers and sisters are working, O God. I pray, Lord, that you bless. You bless, O God, and you provide. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you make a way, O God, that they will be blessed and they will be happy also, Lord, and they will be glad. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O God, for more souls to be reached. We commit ourselves to reach our neighborhood, to reach our families, to reach our also relatives, friends, contact, all what we have. We commit ourselves to use all the media for your glory, not for worldliness, but to preach the gospel, to reach the lost, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your help and your guidance and your support and your strength. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us and help us to preach the gospel of yours. Let's pray for all our outreaches. Pray for the church to grow. Bless your church here in UAE, Lord. The extension to Oman. And also the Lord, the extension in Kuwait, in Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Ukraine, Armenia, Pakistan, America, Australia, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Bless all these places that your church, USA, that your church expand. Bless all our members, our brothers and sisters, the workers. Continue to anoint the pastors, the leaders, the elders, the parents, the families. Lord, even individual workers, individual members, we pray you refill us with the Holy Ghost, O God, that we will go on and serve you with the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for more people to receive water baptism, more disciples to be made, more people to receive Holy Spirit baptism, and we pray for favor from all the government that we are in all this location, O God, that we commit ourselves to preach the gospel, to pray for their salvation. Reveal yourself to them in vision and dreams. We trust you, Lord, for all our logistic needs, our office needs, O God, whatever documents or authentication, we trust you, Lord. You will provide for us. You will provide for your church. Our eyes is on you, O God. You have died for us. You have died for your church. Lord, you love your church, and we trust you, O God. We trust you. Trust in the Lord. Whatever problem you have, put it now in the hand of God. He is the one who is able to do exceedingly more than what you imagine. Lord, by faith we receive from you, O God. We come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We trust you for miracles and whatever hindrances, we rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. O God, we go before us, level mountain, shake things, O God. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified and glorified, O Lord. Thank you. Bless our worship today. Bless our songs. Bless our prayers. Bless the message, the giving. Even this recording, O God, our voices, O God, our heart desire, our mysteries. Lord, we pray. We pray for wonderful worship. We pray for healing. We pray for people delivered. We pray even as we worship now. Set people free, O God. Let war cease, O God. Let sickness be healed and taken away. Let demons flee in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Even raise people from the dead. O Lord, we trust you. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord. There is none like you. There is none like you, O God. O Lord. No one else, O God, can touch our heart, can touch our lives, can comfort us, O God. No one is like you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
There is none like you.
Sing to the Lord.
No one else can touch my heart.
There's no one like you, God. Thank you for the health, the strength, the stamina, Lord, the revival in you, in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Martha. Thank you for the hope that we have in you. Thank you for our name are written in heaven. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Let's continue to clap our hand and praise him, for we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Yes, O God, by your grace we stand. I am what I am, as Paul say, but by your grace only. All what we have, Lord, is from you and from your grace. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We continue to bless your name, continue to trust you at all time. And we trust you for deliverance, for healing. You are our shield, you are our strength. You are our portion, you are our deliverer. In time of troubles, we trust in you. Thank you, God. We bless you, Master.
Let the Lord pour.
There's no one like you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. It is what the Lord has done in me. Guidance, O God, as we sit in your presence, direct us into the whole will of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you. And this is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's be sitting in God's presence. It's time now to collect our tithe and offering and our first fruit. It's time to worship God by our giving. Hallelujah. Let's give to God what we give for Him. From tithe offering and first fruit. Lord, we thank you for what you give us. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for all our works and incomes and salaries and bonuses and increases. And here we are, Lord, we bring to you what you do for you from tithes and offering. And first of food, we bring it to the storehouse. So there will be food in your house, Lord. Fulfill what you promised. You open the windows of heaven and bless your people and pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And rebuke all devour, let all nations know we are blessed by you. And I pray, Lord, you multiply this money. Use it mightily to reach the lost. And whatever your will, let your will be done. We thank you, God, we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Today our message about the new creation. In Christ, we become a new creation. Hallelujah. And Apostle Paul say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is the new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. As we pray, Lord, thank you. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you for your word that you sent on time to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to encourage us. Go on and do the work of yours. I pray, Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and statement to teach and encourage your people. And I pray, Lord, whatever the purpose of sending this word shall be fulfilled and be wholeness, healing, help, salvation. People will know you, and I pray, Lord, the anointing will flow along the message, that your purpose will be prevailed, O God, and new people will be reached out. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, that you take the message and spread it, make it reach to the people and the places you want. And I pray for fruit and harvest according to your will. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Who is the new creation? Who is the new creator? The new man in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we receive Christ, we become new. We become a new creation. We become a new creation. We are created new in Christ Jesus. When we receive Him, when we accept Him as our Savior and Lord, when we accept that we are sinners, and Christ Jesus died on the cross to redeem us, to pay the price for our sin, we are becoming born again. We receive the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will revive the dead spirit inside us, and thus we are born again. When we are born again, we are a new creation. There are things the Bible speaks about. What are the things that we become new in us when we are a new creature in Christ Jesus our Lord? What are the things, the privilege that we are in, what we had passed through when Christ died for us? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, speak about in Christ is the first fruit. And we are in Him, we are alive. And we will continue to be alive as long as we are in Him. Through Adam, we become dead. We receive the sin. But through Christ, we become life. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to verse 22. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, that's Adam, By man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That's here, the new creature, we made alive in Christ. These are the things that are the changes that we have passed through as we have received Christ. Now what the Bible speak about the new creature? What the Bible describes the new creature? The new creature is first redeemed. Redeemed, the word redeemed is that we are purchased. We are, you know, Christ, when He died for us, He paid the price for our sin. He bought us again. We were slaves to sin. We were slaves to devil. We were slaves to death. But when He died for us, He paid the price and He free us, and He also relieve us from the bondage of sin and death and Satan. Let's go through some scriptures to understand what is redeem and how we can apply the word redeem in our lives. In Luke chapter 1, you know, Zechariah rejoiced and he praised God. Luke chapter 1, we will go today through some scriptures back and forth, and so that we can understand these things. And as we are listening to the message, the blessing of God will flow in our lives, you know. Yeah? Are we not the blessed that we are redeemed? We can't pay the price for our sin, yeah? We can't pay the price, but thanks be to God that Jesus died for us. And you know, Zechariah was praising God. In Luke chapter 1, verse 68, Luke 1:68, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for He has visited and redeemed His people. When Christ came, He came to redeem us, He came to pay the price for our sin. He really bought us. He purchased us. We are redeemed. We are redeemed because Christ is a person who had paid the price for our sins. So we are redeemed. And let's go to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. You know, the scriptures give us confidence. Yeah? So who are you? I am redeemed. Amen? Now I understand what is redeemed. Somebody pay for me. Yeah? Not me, okay? But Christ paid for me the price. In Hebrews chapter 9, and verse 11 and 12, you know, in the Old Testament, they bring sin offering for their sin. They bring bulls and animals and, you know, but Christ, he did not pay in such a way. In verse 11, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, but that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Christ, when He came, entered the most holy place, He did not pay the price for our sin by bulls and you know, by calves and goats, no. He entered by His own body. He paid the price for our sin by His own body to give us eternal, everlasting redemption. Yeah? And that means that redemption that we receive in the Lord, as long we are in Him, there is no expired for it. Yeah? You can get expired on everything, but not on the blood of Jesus. Yeah? As long you are in Him, there is no expired. Hallelujah. So what that means? I need to be in Him always. Not in the world, not right and left. No other idols. We have to be in Him always. Let's continue to understand that this redemption that we receive from God, Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings to us. Romans chapter 6. And let us read verse 17 and 18. Verse 17 and 18, he says, but God be thanked. We thank God. Why? That ye were the servants of sin. Before we are servants of sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. So here I understood that when Jesus paid the price for me, I no more became servants of sins. I become free from that things, and I become a slave for righteousness. I become servant of the righteousness of God. And that is the redeem. The redeem is that we are redeemed, we are free from sin, free from death, free from Satan, and we are servant of God. Because He purchased us with His own blood. Amen. That's why we have to serve God. Hallelujah. What else? What else we can read about the redeem? Romans chapter 8 and verse 22 and verse 23. Verse 22 and 23 is a message to wake up, to be alert, to see the blessing of God in your and also you must be aware of what you need to do. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the spirits. You know, we are born again. Even us, we are groaning. Why? Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Yeah, the redemption of our body. What he wants to say here, yes, we are redeemed, but we are still in this body. We are waiting for this body to be redeemed. How God will redeem it when He will come again? This body become a glorified body. So then, as long as I am, as long as you are in this body, you need to be in Him so that when He will come, you will receive your glorified body. So we have to be careful how to walk with God. Amen? Yes, I'm redeemed, but my body is still yet flesh. I need to behave. Amen? So when He will come, I am ready. I am taken up with Him and we will meet the Lord in the sky. Do you want to meet the Lord? Walk with God. Thank you, Jesus. No jaywalking. Walk with God. Yeah. The second position in Christ, we are justified. We are justified. What is the meaning of justified? You know, before Christ entered our life, we are under sin, we are under Satan, we are under death. We have guilt feeling. Yeah. Our conscience is not clear. And you know, we are waiting to receive the judgment due for our sin from God. In book of Romans chapter 4 verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 4 and verse 7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. You know, the meaning of justified, you know, I will explain what is redeemed. He paid. He paid the price. And you know, I am justified. My sins are not only forgiven, but are covered. My old records are cancelled. And I am, you know, when God look at me, He look at me as a righteous man. That's been justified. There's nothing that He can see in me but the righteousness of Christ in my life. My sins are covered, not only forgiven, are covered. As long you are in Christ, you are justified, that your previous sin, past sin, are covered. Amen? That's why we need to continue to be in Christ, so that we continue to be justified in Him, you know, and that is why we need to continue in repentance, continue to walk with Him, so that justification that we receive from God will continue to flow in our lives. Romans chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. Thank you, Jesus. But now, the righteousness. That's how I am justified, by the righteousness of God. Not by our own. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, and to all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. That is how, when God look at us in Christ Jesus, we are justified. As long as we are behaving, obedient, living in the fear of God, then that justification will go and flow into our lives. What else? What are the things that we receive from God? Now you understand, yeah? We have a free conscience now. We can serve God. Our mind is clear. No one will tell me what I did 15 years ago. Yeah? No one will remind of your sin. Because you have been repentant and you are justified by Him. What else? What are the things that in Christ Jesus you receive? In Christ Jesus, we receive the adoption of children to become the children of God. Amen? When we receive Christ, we receive the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God revives our dead spirit and we are born again. And since we have His Spirit, we become the children of God. He is our Father, and we are his children, you know. See here, I am, or you, or anyone of us in Christ, we are not only redeemed, not only that He paid for me and He took me out from the prison of sin and death and Satan, not that He only justified that I am free, there's no crime, there's no record against me, but you know what else? He said, this is my child. Up to this point. He said, this is my daughter, this is my son. That's what we read in John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse 12. We are adopted as children of God. John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Amen. We become as His children. We are adopted as the children of God. You know, when God created Adam, Adam was His son. But when Adam sinned, death came. But when Christ died for us and we receive Christ, He paid the price for our sin, we confess and we repent and we receive the Holy Spirit, we become born again. And again the Spirit came back to us and we become the children of God. Hallelujah. So you understand your your position. He knows your father. Yeah? Not the ruler of the land. The ruler of heaven and earth. These are all the great things that God had done to us. The Pharisees, when they spoke with the Lord, they told him that God is their father. Let's read the book of John, chapter 8. Book of John, chapter 8. And let's read verse 42. Verse 42 to verse 44. They told him, we are the children of God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither come I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil. He told them, your father is the devil. And the lust of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He told them, you are a children of devil. Why? Because there was sin in their life. They were not accepting Christ. And when sin comes, death also will come. When you are a slave to sin, you are a slave also to devil. You are a slave and you are under devil doing his will. But we ourselves, we commit ourselves to God. We become his children, and it is the plan of God. It is God's plan to adopt us as his children. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. In verse 4 to 7. Christ came to redeem us. He was born by a woman to redeem us, so that we will be adopted as children of God. Verse 4 to 7, but when the fullness of the time was come, this is the plan of God. The plan of God to send His Son Jesus. But when the fullness of this time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That's how we receive the adoption of to be children of God, by Jesus' death on the cross. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We have the Spirit of God crying inside us, Abba, Father. That's why we pray, we cry to God, because we have the Spirit of God. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. We are no more servants, but we are a children of God. In the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. Book of Galatians 3 and verse 26. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We receive adoption and we become children of God. Trust to receive Him. He gives them the power to be called the children of God. What are the blessings? What are the privileges when we become children of God. I mean, so you must understand what the blessing you have. When you are a child of God, what are the things that God had ordained for you? Being a child of God, we are made like Jesus Christ. Being a child, being a child of God, we are made like our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And verse 29. Actually, Christ is our elder brother and we are his brothers and sisters. That is what the Bible speaks about it. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be, that is Christ, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. He is the firstborn who rose from the dead, and we are his brother and sisters. That is what are the privilege. We have become like Christ. We became his brothers and his sisters. What else we receive from Christ? Being a child of God, we receive God's love and we receive God's care. Being a child of God, we receive the care of God, we receive the love of God. He chose us to adopt us because he loves us. Out of his love, he chose us, he redeemed us, and he adopted us as his own children. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, they say, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when he were dead in sin, hath quickened together with Christ. By Christ we are saved. And in also Ephesians chapter 1, and verse 4 and 5, he says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Out of his love, he chose us to become his children. So we receive the love of God, and that is the love of God, that he made us his children, and not only his children, but he will also caring for us. In book of Luke chapter 12, Luke chapter 12 and verse 27 and verse 23, Luke 12, these are the things that God gives to each and every one of us. We should enjoy them. We should live with these promises. Luke chapter 12 and verse 27 to verse 32. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. God is telling here, he cares for the lilies and also he cares for us. He cares for us more. If then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, ye of little faith? God wants you not to be worried, not to be afraid, to have faith in him. He will provide, amen? He is caring, he is loving, and seek not ye what shall eat, or what shall we drink. Neither be ye of doubtful mind. Don't be worried. Don't be doubtful. Amen. Say verse 30, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knowing that he have need of these things. But rather, here we are commanded and we are admonished in verse 31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So how we can get all these things when we seek the kingdom of God? When we are after God, the blessing will flow, will come. And 32, fear not. Don't be worried. Don't be doubtful, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. God give us the kingdom. So don't be afraid. Don't be worried. God is there in our life. He will provide for us dress, food. He knows how to take care of us. Amen. What else? Being a child of God, we have a life of peace. You know, once you know that you are a child of God, and God is the creator of everything, God, everything in the world, God have it. Amen? And we become, since we are His children, we have a share for that, right? All the things good, God, we have share in them because we are His children. And that is the confidence now we have, that as being a children of God, our needs will be met, and God is going to give us good things. And let's read, you know, read book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. Book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. Book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. Apostle Paul say, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So here we need to trust God that whatever circumstances we pass through, God shall meet our needs. God will care for us. In the book of Romans, that's why we sing today, let the weak say I'm strong, let the poor say I'm rich, let the blind say I can see, it is what the Lord has done in me. Amen. Let us trust God. Amen. Being a child of God, let's trust Him. You know, Romans 8 verse 28, Romans 8, whatever circumstances, whatever trials, God will use it, God will turn for your good, as long as we love God. Amen. If we love God, we love us. Hallelujah. Whatever situation we are in, God will turn for our good. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. We are the children of God. And all the things God will work it out for our good. So what we need to do? We need to love Him. We love God. Let's stand. With God's willing, we'll continue next week speaking about these things that God has bestowed on us. Do we need encouragement from Scripture? Yes. We need to go through life with the power of the Scriptures, with the power of God. Let's stand. Don't worry, huh? Don't be afraid. Trust God. Let's give thanks to God. Amen. Now you are purchased, right? You want to give thanks that you God purchased you, God paid the price, God redeemed you, you are justified, you know. He took us, He covered up the sin, and He said, there's no sin, there's no record, and He said, this is my child. Let's speak. God's willing will continue, let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness. Let us come to Him by faith in a prayer. Commit yourself to serve the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I will serve you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, you choose me to be your child. Give your life to God. If you are not yet giving your life to God, tell Him, Lord, I give my life to you. Come, rule in my life. Give me your spirit, Lord. I confess my sin. I repent. Lord, you are my Lord and my Savior. And you are not the person number one in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for redeeming me by your blood that you shed on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for helping me in my life. Thank you, Lord, for adopting me being a child of yours. Thank you for the justification that we have in Jesus, that my sins are covered. And I am forgiven. I have my record are clear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, help us, guide us. Lead us, O God. Guide us with your Holy Spirit. Jesus, teach us your way and guide us with your love and your mercy. Thank you, Master. Minister, O God, to us. Continue to speak to us the rest of the days. Increase our faith in you, O God. Increase our trust in you, O Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Spread your word, O God. Comfort my brothers and sisters who are here and in other places. Ask their prayers. We cry out to you, Abba Father. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the rich say, let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. This is what the Lord has done in me.
Hosanna, Hosanna to
God. Bless us, Lord. Bless us indeed, Lord, enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I am a new creation. Clap your hand to the Lord. Sing to Him. Yes, O God, in your grace we stand. Thank you, Lord.